Callum, a frustrating afternoon.
Frustrating result. If we produce a performance like that in possession, out of possession for 46 games, up until the 18-yard box, I don't think we'll lose a game. That's as good as we've been with the ball. We've created I've talked a lot around not creating clear-cut chances about getting in the areas. We have had clear-cut chances today. Chance after chance after chance. And if we are not going to put the ball in the net, that's the result we're going to get. So I can't criticise all the measurements we look at performance. Have we had a team that have put effort in? Yeah, of course. Have we created opportunities to score? Yeah, the ball has gone across the opposition box time after time after time. Have we looked solid? The goalkeeper has not made a save in 90 minutes. Haven't been near our goal until one crazy moment where we concede a penalty. What more can you do? And the reality is score, because that's all that matters in the game. If you look, we've got 14 points from the last 27. We've conceded 4 goals in that time. I'm concerned about some of the goals we concede, but it isn't that, is it? It's how on earth have we done what we've done today, gotten the positions that we've got in, and only scored one goal? And you know what? It's not about missing a penalty at the end of the game. We strike the crossbar 2 minutes before. We have a header that goes wide. The ball goes across the box from the right. It goes across from the left, and we don't. So when I've spoke to you before, because I'm telling you now, I'm as angry as I've ever been. As ever been in this job. When I spoke to you after the Warrington game, I was angry about an absolute, ridiculously poor performance. Well, that isn't that today, but it is a really, really poor result. Because what is the point of producing that type of performance? To have the same to show for it as if we'd been poor and nicked a draw. Frustrating is the word.
Can you put your finger on why these aren't being converted? Because the chances were coming thick and fast. Admittedly, Harding had a great game, and he did have a great game. But also, the chances came and were spurned, basically, weren't they?
So you've got... Look, I can be guilty of over-analysis across the board, but take real pride in the way we collect data and the way we analyse it. So we are second or third now, potentially, for creating chances and not... Shots on goal aren't chances. You can skew statistics, right? Clip the ball into the goalkeeper's hands from the halfway line then. Chances, moments. We are second or third for creating them and conceding the fewest. We have the best defence in the division for, is that 18 clean sheets? It's absolutely ludicrous, the goals against column. So we have that balance really well of, we don't set up to just not concede and therefore don't create anything at the other end. And we aren't, well, we'll just attack, attack, attack and we'll try and win every game 4-5-4, 4-3. No, we don't do that. I'm putting my finger on it dead simply. We create chances, we do not put the ball in the net. And that has been a theme. And you can go back in games, because you can get really wrapped up in it, and I can, and you can say I'm angry, and I mean angry. Not with the quality of the performance, with the end product, with the result, with everything we work hard, Tuesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, Saturday. And that's why we're in the situation that we're in. Because you can go back through the games and you can go, well, it was a good point last week at Kings Lynn, we were solid. Well, it isn't now because you've not backed it up, because you've dominated a game and you haven't got anything to show for it other than the 1 point, which isn't enough for your home games. We go to Chorley, we're solid, we're proper a team on the road, we win that game. We win against Bishop Stortford, but then you can go back through those games I've just mentioned. Yeah, we were poor on New Year's Day. We have a chance to nick it at the end against Rushall, to nick a draw. Buxton, we dominate. We probably didn't create anything like we created today. But it's no good saying you've done enough on another day. The days are when they happen. The games are when the days are. And the reality is we've done everything today that if we play like that, 46 games, I'd be delighted. But not if we don't score the goals that possession, territory, everything other than put the ball in the net.
One positive, Glendon's goal in the first half. We'll come on to the penalties in a minute. But Glendon took that particularly well.
Yeah, look, I can find loads of positives. I've got no interest in talking about them. I can go about data, effort. Thought Nathan Woodthorpe slotted really well into a back three. I thought the balance, the biggest difference in the team today in recent weeks, not shapes and stuff like that, it's just balance of being able to have a left footer at the side of a back three, an additional left-sided player in the front line to have a lefty and a righty, a left wing back, a right wing back that are quite balanced. You're able to circulate the ball better, you're able to play through, you can go up, you can get underneath. You just look more balanced. So there's loads of positives. But what's the point? What is the point of me coming here and saying positives? No, we want points, we want wins, we want results. That's what we all work for, because we know where we want to get to. And we have 15 games to get 20-ish, potentially slightly more, points to get in a playoff situation. We'll have to score goals. We'll have to win games. We cannot do that, because otherwise, I'm delighted with the performance. I'm delighted, absolutely delighted. What more can we do to transfer the training ground to match day, personnel, effort levels, all the things that are measurements for performance? But it's about results, and that is why today is, like I say, angry, not at the performance, simply at the result, and that we've got ourselves 1 point.
Then a tale of two penalties in the second half, one against you, one for you.
They scored theirs, we missed ours.
And your thoughts about the actual penalties, were they penalties?
My thoughts are that we've played really well, and if we match that level of performance, great, but not if we don't put the ball in the back of the net. That's the reality, and I'm furious, because what is the point of putting that level of performance on if you can't do the last bit in the game? And it isn't individuals. You can't single out, they've all fallen to him and he's not had a good game. We have had, I've just named the second half chances, the ball's come across the box in the first half, sometimes we go inside, we can go outside. We didn't lack quality in the final third today. We lack quality in front of goal, and they're very, very different things. And that's the big money stuff. I'm happy with our players. I'm happy with our personnel. I'm happy with my options. Want to add to the group to improve it? When you can improve it, of course. But the reality is we've come up short today because we have not scored the goals that our chances, our dominance, our possession. And you have to congratulate Banbury, because the nature of this game and this sport is that you can give teams a chance.
And their shape was good, to be fair to them.
Good. New manager will be great for them. Knows his stuff. Yeah. They were organised. And you say that, but we have created chance after chance after chance. We can't be in a position where we get punished the way we do for making a mistake at the other end. Players, like I've said the other week, that have been brilliant. Same thing against Buxton. We make a mistake and we get punished. Right, we can talk about that. Those things happen in the game. But we've had more than enough opportunities to score. Like I said, all the chances I've just reeled off for the last 15 minutes. So I'm not going to come and smile and talk about data. I'm angry. I'm angry today. And that if we come up short for where we want to be, it will be this game.
Now, Tuesday you go again. Peterborough, a game, it's winnable.
Only because there's 23 away games to play and there'll either be a home win, an away win, or a draw. We're going to play against a strong outfit that have attributes that will make it very, very difficult for us for what is currently a really young back line, with Kev Roberts missing, with Liam Edwards missing. And I think they've been absolutely excellent. I think our defensive record is something that the goalkeeper and the back line should be really, really proud of. But they will pose a particular threat. You look at the run of form that they've been on since a disappointing start to the season. It coincided with, obviously, we scored the late goal here to beat them. They went on an unbelievable run of points return. It is one of the most difficult away fixtures. I've talked about that. You saw that last year. They'll make us uncomfortable. They'll make it difficult. We have to go and win the game now. We have to go and win the game because we've got to drop those points. So for us, I don't think it'll be a game like today. I think we have to analyse the last two away games and go, what served us well? What hasn't served us well? And ultimately, we've had two clean sheets. But we've got what we've got at the moment. The focus has got to turn to Tuesday. And I can't wait, because I can't single out individuals and tell you I'm disappointed with them. I can't hammer the group. They've done absolutely everything until in front of goal. Fundamental problem, that last bit that sounds like nothing, that's the game.
Any of the injured players available for Tuesday?
No. We would hope possibly to have Ewan Murray on the bench. I think Kev Roberts would be more like Scarborough. I think Liam Edwards would probably be more like the week after. I've talked about that in the week. There was obviously a lot of media outlets. That's been tough, but let's not cover it. We've not got players injured today that should have the bearing on the result. That is our own responsibility. And that isn't lambasting people. That isn't anything other than realistic, factual criticism. And ultimately, what I have learned about this job over a period of time, the same at the previous club, is that that responsibility rests with the manager. But it's the bit that I'll never be able to do for them. And I struggle with it. I'm angry. I struggle with, you can't go and put the ball in the back of the net for the team. You can try and set up a way. You can get their effort, their personality, everything. And we've let ourselves down in front of goal. Which is why, simply, I'm standing here angry about 1 point instead of being happy with 3.
Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Thanks, man.